April 23rd, 2023, Akshay Tritiya. And I want to discuss something very amazing and encouraging for all devotees practicing bhakti sadhana. Because what was the purpose of practicing bhakti sadhana is to attain bhava and prema for Radha and Krishna, and to realize our eternal spiritual body, and to go to the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, to serve Radha and Krishna eternally. That's the goal of bhakti sadhana, is bhava and prema. But as we know, Rupa Goswami defines that bhava itself is sadurlabha, it's very rarely attained, extremely rarely attained. So when one hears how rare it is to attain bhava, he or she may get discouraged on the path of bhakti sadhana. But the encouraging thing is, Bhakti Rasamrita Jacinta, which explains the science of bhakti, most of the book is about sadhana bhakti, and then it describes bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. And when it discusses bhava bhakti, when you discuss sadhana bhakti, Rupa Goswami describes 32 aparadhas of deity worship, 10 aparadhas of holy name, Vaishnava aparadhas, seva aparadhas, so many aparadhas, and so many rules and regulations, vidhi nishedha. So it seems impossible to be able to follow all the principles and practices of sadhana bhakti. But then when he gets to Chatur Bhava Bhakti, all of a sudden he opens up a special mercy. He says, because the goal is bhava and prema, but he says that bhava and prema is very difficult, very, very difficult, rarely attained durlabha, rarely attained bhava with the seek of prema. Some people attain bhava and they don't get the prema in this life. They have to take another birth or two or three more births before they can finally get the prema. So even prema is so far away from bhava, and bhava is so far away from bhakti. But in this chapter where he opens up and starts describing bhava bhakti, he describes three phenomena which will give great encouragement to devotees. And what these phenomena are describing, where's that bag? Give me that bag. I'm going to put it down there. What these phenomena are describing is the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of his devotee. And there's three forms of mercy. If you get these, any one of these three forms of mercy, you can get bhava. So let's hear what they are. This is in the first division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, third wave, 15th verse, on a chapter called Bhava Bhakti. He says, Sabhava Krishna Tad Bhakta Prasada Itiriyate. This is 1.3.15 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sabhava Krishna Tad Bhakta Prasada Ja Itiriyate. The cause of attaining bhav is Bhakta Prasad and Krishna Prasad. You're attaining Krishna Prasad every day. And you're getting bhakti prasad every day. Yasya prasad, bhagavad prasad, yasya prasad, nagati gatavi. We're trying to serve the guru and Vaishnavas and get their pleasure and blessings, get their prasad, and we get their prasad. There's three ways we can get their prasad. So he says, Bhav, first he described how Bhav, for 366 pages of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes how bhava arises from sadhana bhakti. Now he describes how bhava arises from mercy. So that's where we come in. That's where we put our money on mercy. Our betting is on mercy, because sadhana bhakti is not so paka and not so steady. But the mercy thing is amazing. Because when you hear what I'm going to describe, it makes you take seriously the idea of associating with advanced devotees, even seeing them, of course hearing from them and serving them. It's so valuable and so incredible. So now he describes how mercy can arise from the, how you can get bhava by the mercy of Krishna or devotee. And this is the translation verse I said. Bhava, which appears without performance of sadhana bhakti, is bhava produced from the mercy of Krishna or devotee. So you get the mercy of Krishna or devotee in three ways. One is called a lokadan, one is called vachikadan, and one is called suhardadan. Dan means donation, contribution. Aloka means a glance. A glance or words. Vachika means words. Or suharda comes from riddhi, which means heart. So this means that Krishna can glance at you and give you bhava bhakti, or a great devotee can glance at you. That's why in India it's such a common practice to take darshan of advanced devotees. Like they go in Kumbh Mela, I've been there a few times, so I've directly seen it. And they, thousands of millions of people go into these different tents, the different saintly people, sannyasis and babajis and yogis and all kinds of mystics and Vaishnavas and Waitins and all kinds of great saintly people in India come out from the Mayas, come out from their caves every 12 years or every 144 years, give darshan to the people. So one way you can get this, it says, he talks about Krishna Bhakti Prasadaja is born from prasad. So what are those three kinds of prasad? Vachika, aloka, and hardaya. Hardaya means rita. Hindi you say dil. So mercy can arise. One can attain bhava by Krishna's mercy or the mercy of devotees. By a few words from Krishna, by the darshan of Krishna's devotee, or just by the heartfelt wishes. This is an amazing thing. The heartfelt wishes. If a devotee, like oftentimes we meet devotees, I met a grandson of a Tula Krishna Goswami from Radharaman Mandir. And he took sannyas in the Madhva Sampradaya. He was a married person. He had a whole family line. They're all pujaris and pundits and Brahmin preachers, pracharaks of Bhagavatam and Gaudiya Vaishnavas around the world from Gopalabhata Parivar. So Tula Krishna Maharaj, Tula Krishna Goswami was the grandfather of this Brijavasi gentleman I met the other day. And I didn't ask him, but he was with a friend of mine from Delhi who was speaking nicely about me. And he spent about 10 minutes here, then he left. And when he got to the gate, he stopped and turned to me and said, I bless you, you get the mercy of Radharani. So I said, that's the best thing I could ever receive from someone like you, born in such a high family. Goswami's Radharaman Temple. So we don't know what time that heartfelt wish, who that person, who that sadhvi or sadhu is, and where that will happen. If some singing person, if we treat them nicely, and we beg for their mercy, or they just, without even begging, they spontaneously bless us with their heartfelt wishes, it's a great fortune. They will go into our mercy bank account. So that's why behavior, such our Vaishnava behavior is so crucial and important, because it benefits us more than anything. So by speaking, by glancing, so the people that come to me, thousands of people go just to see the glance of the sadhu. The sadhu sits there, and 10,000 people sit at him in his tent. And first, he starts out his program by having Rasa Lila performance in Vrindavan. So everybody's enjoying. And then they all, the Rasvila Shukas, all, and then the Akar, the Advaitin Sannyasi from Rishikesh, comes out, they bring a big godson out, he starts speaking, everybody looks at him, falls their hands, and takes off. they don't usually stay here so much. Some people stay, most people go. And they just came for the entertainment. But they had darshan, they saw it for a few minutes. So Krishna can, by his glance, his good wishes, or speaking. He can manifest, Harada means manifest mercy within your heart. I really like this idea. Now he gives examples. That's the tattva. Now he proves the tattva with examples from Shastra. Tattva and Leela. Here's an example of Vachika Prasad, mercy of words, from Naradiya Purana. Sri Krishna said to Narada Muni, O Narada, O best of Brahmins, may you attain Bhava Bhakti for me. That Bhava Bhakti is a crest jewel of all auspiciousness and full of eternal bliss. So that's words, Vachika. So like when you meet a sadhu, say, please bless me. Just tell me something good for me. What do you want to hear? Oh, bless me, I attain Bhav. Okay, I bless you, attain Bhav. Is that easy? I don't know. But we heard a few times. I don't know when it's going to happen. But doesn't hurt to ask. And this is Aloka Don. You know Don. Donaja. Ja means born by glance. Adrista Purva Alokya Krishnam Janga Vasina Vikriyad Antaratmana Dristam Nakrashtam Ishriye. When Krishna was passing through the forest, the forest residents, the Adivasis living in the forest, their hearts melted just by seeing Krishna. They could not take their eyes away from Krishna's form. So they awakened love just by the darshan of Krishna. So they saw him personally, Sakshat Darshan of Krishna. They were just Aboriginal people. They weren't chanting Hare Krishna playing cartels. Some Aboriginal Russians also play cartels, though. I see. And harmonium also. But that's the exception. Most Aboriginals don't. So, this interesting commentary on this verse from Bhakti Roshini Sindhu by Mukunda Goswami. Mukunda Goswami is a disciple of Krishna's Kaviraj. And Mukunda Goswami, he says that these people in the forest, the Aboriginal forest dwellers, they by chance had darshan of Krishna and Aloka Don. Aloka means to see, Aloka means eye. So just by seeing Krishna, they attained Bhava. So Mukunda Goswami says in the commentary that this also applies to seeing Krishna's Murti form, especially the form of Govindaji revealed to this world by Rupa Goswami. Like Govindaji is now in Jayapur. Everyone has an opportunity to go to Jayapur to see Govindaji. I think you've been, have you been? I've been. They should go there at the earliest. Also an AC car. It's pretty hot otherwise. Really hot. But it's extraordinary. Govindaji is an extraordinary deity, extraordinary beauty. So he said if someone, he quoted a verse in the purport, which is by Rupa Goswami. He said, Aloka Don also includes darshan of special murtis like Radha Govinda, Govindaji of Rupa Goswami. And then Mukunda Goswami quote a verse from Bhaktivinoda, Bhairava Goswami, glorifying his personal deity. And I think everyone's heard this verse. If you want to maintain your attachment to your bambino and your mama mia, your mother and father and your land of birth, then don't go by Keshagat and see Govindaji standing under the Kanava tree. Because if you see Govindaji Murti in Raghuna temple, then you'll lose all your attachment to material society, friendship, and love. Kadamogya. Gorhaibo. So he quotes that as an example of seeing a Murti. So sometimes people have darshan of Srinathji in Nathdwara, Rajasthan, or they see Ravarman and they go crazy. They really go crazy. There's many, many stories of people who've gone crazy seeing Krishna. Crazy means crazy with love. Now, dogs are crazy. Too much crazy dogs. So here's an example from Sukha Samhita. Example of Bhava Bhakti rising by heartfelt wishes. This is from a book called Sukha Samhita. Mahabhavato Jata Putras Te Badarayana Vino Payer Upeya Bud Vishnu Bhakti Uhodita. Uhodita means to rise. It says that Shukamuni Krishna's glorifying Vyasadeva. He said, you have given birth to a great devotee, your son Shukadeva. Shukadeva didn't do any sadhana, which brings about the goal of bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. But bhakti, bhava has appeared within his heart by mercy of Krishna. Even when he was in the womb, Krishna manifests mercy in his heart, from his heart. Here's an example of bhava rising by the devotee's mercy. This is the good wishes. This is an example. Another example is Naradasya Prasadena Pralade Shubhavastana. Rati Naisargiki Mata. Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother. His mother was the wife of Hiranyakashipu, and his mother was a demon's wife. So Narada Muni took care of his mother, because the devotees wanted to kill Prahlad in the womb of Kayadu, his mother, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. So while Prahlad was in the womb, Narada Muni was praying for Prahlad and wishing that he gets, he was desiring that he get bhava and praying. So he developed, because of the mercy, because of the good wishes, heartfelt wishes, so Hara Prasada of Narada Muni, Prahlad got mercy. There's another example from Skanda Purana. O Narad, by your mercy, the hunter, by your good wishes, heartfelt mercy, the hunter, though low in nature, immediately developed symptoms of rati for Krishna. So even a hunter, if Krishna thinks well of you, or a devotee thinks well of you, chanting in Bhava Bhakti. So that's it. There's three ways to get Bhava. By a glance of a great devotee, or Krishna, or Lokadan, by Vashikadan, by words of blessings, Ashirvad, or words of direct blessings, or by heartfelt feelings. Just have good feelings for another person. Well, Krishna will manifest Bhava. Krishna has good feelings for us. He'll manifest Bhava in our heart one day, even without doing any sadhana. Of course, we're all doing some sadhana, but what is that sadhana? It's all full of offenses and distraction and big shame and all kinds of... It's not... Sadhana really means Bhava and Prema. So we're going through the motions. Beads are passing through our fingers. Words are coming out of our mouth. Flossy and Leelas are going by our eyes and our mind. But how much are we really absorbed in Krishna? How much do we dream about Krishna? And think about Krishna every moment of the day? Ask yourself. Very less. So we pray for this Alokadan or this Vashikadan or Sahara Kripa, heartfelt wishes. So I just want to say that to encourage everyone to be nice to all the devotees, and especially advanced devotees. Always be eager to have their darshan and be fortunate to receive some words of blessings from them, their heartfelt wishes. Sometimes you'll find that when you meet someone, nothing really happens at that time. They don't say any particular words, Vachikadan. They don't glance at you with any particular interest or with a merciful glance. Kripa Drishti, they say. And they don't... Doesn't seem like... But if you behave very nice, you go there, because when you meet a saint person, you should never come empty-handed. You should always bring some gifts. Some fruits or some money or something. This is the Shastras are telling Bhaktivinoda Sindhu and also our Bhaktivinoda. Whenever we go see Krishna, or especially a saintly person, we should always go with some offering in our hand. It's called Samit Pani Shrutiyam Brahmanishtam. There's a verse from Mundaka Upanishad. Samit Pani Shrutiyam Brahmanishtam. In our Pani means our hand, we should carry Shami wood. Shami wood means wood for yajna. To carry to the guru, to the acharya, give him some wood for yajna. Wood for yajna means rubies. Nowadays. But the yajna that guru is doing is paying the electric bill. He's not burning up wood all the time. He's burning up money all the time. They run an ashram like Deora Baba's ashram, how much money they spend over there. Gas bottles for cooking, 300 people a day. That's a lot of money burned up over there in Seva Vaishnavas. So what happens, you go and show the right behavior to a devotee, advanced devotee, give some gifts, and glorify that devotee if you have a chance. Then you leave. The other person might say afterwards, that same person, who is that person that came? I don't know, I think they're from Radhika, and there's some Vidishi guy. I think he's initiated by Panasi Krishna. Acha, what's his name? Acha. He's nice, you know. He's nice. I pray that Krishna blesses him. Because I had the experience myself that I have devotee friends in different places. After I left visiting their guru, then the next day or 2 days later, that devotee friend called me up. See, after you left, 2 days after you left, Guru Maharaj was asking about you, who you were, and this and that. And we told him, and he said nice things and gave a lot of blessings. So you're an absentee, you're absent, and your impression will still lie there. Your body is not in front of the sadhu. by your impression. It's called your prabhav. Prabhav means your influence, the subtle influence. That's why every devotee should be always well behaved, because the fame of your guru and the fame of your Ishtadev goes wherever you go. So after someone meets you, they say, "Who is that? Who is that lady that came to satsang? Oh, she's so and so disciple. She's not very nice. And she doesn't have very good behavior, you know. And this, who's her guru? He didn't train her in behavior?" So the offices can also be there. You know, you go somewhere, you start a fist fight with somebody. So we should carry our good vibration everywhere, because it's called reverberation. The sound goes out and bounces off an object, comes back, it's called reverb. You can adjust the speaker to make reverb, so there's an echo space between sound. So it sounds like many people singing together. Reverb. So everything we're doing is reverberating throughout the universe. So we should always speak good words and have auspicious glances and have good wishes for everyone. There's a saying among saintly people, Vishwa Purnam Sukhayate. Vishwa Purnam Sukhayate means may the universe be filled with happiness. Saintly people like this. Vishram Purna Sukhayate. Vishram means universe. Purna means full, complete. And Sukhayate means full of happiness. May the universe be full of happiness. And other, they're called Ashurvad mantras, generic mantras that saintly people recite. Shanti Nirmaya Maya. May everything be peaceful. And different things my guru says to me sometimes. So we should always have good thoughts and good words and auspicious glances. Aloka Dan. We should never glance at anyone with envy. Never glance at anyone with lust or greed or anything like this. Those qualities as anarthas may be in our heart, but we should not let them out of our eyes. Lord Jesus said in the teaching of Jesus, he said, the man who lusts after a woman with his eyes is the same as if he's lying down in bed with that woman. So that was the time, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, or whenever it was, Jesus was there. He equated bad thoughts with bad actions. If you have sinful thoughts, you're committing a sinful action. So one who looks at a man or a woman, vice versa, a woman looks lustfully at a man, it's the same as if she enjoyed in bed with that man, or a man with a woman. So that's not the right kind of glances. That's not a look at dawn. Not prasad, loka prasad, merciful glances. Those are kama drishti, krodha drishti, angry glances, krodha drishti, kama drishti, lustful glances, lobha drishti, greedy glances. This is not good. So mind your thoughts, watch your hearts, and watch your glances. Good to wear dark sunglasses so no one knows what you're looking at. You hide behind your sunglasses. You may be looking, but you have dark sunglasses, no one can see, so that's good. I encourage everybody to wear dark sunglasses. So you have to see their eyes, you know. Then even better, you get dark sunglasses with mirrors on the outside, you know, the mirror glasses. You look and see your face in the guy's glasses, you know. You're looking at me, looking at you, you're looking at me, look at you, look at yourself. You look at me, you're seeing yourself. You look at me with lust, that's your lust. That's not mine. Okay, I'll leave it at that.